Be'ezer Hashem, we are up to Simin Reish Ayin Vav, Siv Gimel. These are, I'm going to try to get in two Amudim today. We have 19 minutes to Ma'ariv, so I'm going to try to get in two Amudim. And these halachos are some of the most important halachos. Today's daf is some of the most important halachos about Amira L'Nachri. Says the Mechaber, Im Omer Adam La'avdo L'Shevchaso Le'lechimo V'idliko Haner, if he says to a Gentile to come with him and to light the candle, Afal Pi Shigam Heim Tzvichno. So here he instructed the guy, Ein Ze L'Tzarech Ein Yehudi. Then in such a case, even if the guy also needs it, so the example that the Rishonim give is the Jew and Gentile are going in a dark hallway. So the Jew says, why don't you light it? He tells him to light a candle. Light a candle. Why don't you light a candle? Maybe it's already B'derech Remiza. He says, light a candle. So then in such a case, then the halacha is that it's not considered tzorech ha'ena Yehudi. It's considered a tzorech ha'Yehudi as well, even though the guy is also benefited. Why? Because the Jew is taking his servant, in this case the Gentile is his servant, he's taking him down the dark hole because he needs to go to the wine cellar to take out wine. Now, we know that there are two halachos in Amir al-Nachri. One halach in Amir al-Nachri is that there's an isser to instruct the Nachri. The other halach in Amir al-Nachri is that you're not allowed to derive benefit from a halacha that a guy did on your behalf. What we're going to be discussing tonight is the second halacha, and that is deriving benefit from a malacha that the guy had done on his behalf. Continues the Ramah. So here we have an important rule where we say that tiltul he's allowed to instruct him to do, and that he's allowed to derive benefit from. Let's take a look at the Mishburus of Katan Lamed. That's where I got my example from. When it comes to the olive oil, three lines from the bottom in my edition, then there's a problem of being madlik. It could be mavir because the wick will jump. Otherwise, it won't be a problem. Mishum mechabe umavir. Some are mefalpel in this Mishnah Berurah because the chura that's eino meskavein. What does it say about eino meskavein about amira l'nachri, etc., etc.? But that's lepilpul ba'alma and not for halacha lemaisa for us now. Sifkat l'amid alf ba'alma ratzlomar hovu rakis or muktzu muktzu sharya de tiltu minat sad. Since we know already there's a hetter of tiltu minat sad, v'kimin di bayis ol shakale ba'atzma de tiltu minat sad. If the Jew could have done it, so certainly the halacha is he'll be allowed to instruct the Gentile. It's almost like instructing a Gentile to do muktzah is like you doing tiltul min atzad. Fascinating hashara. Okay, so we learned a very important halacha in regards to deriving benefit from the malacha that a guy does, that even if the guy is doing it also for your benefit, if for his benefit, his own benefit, the Gentile's own benefit, if the impetus to do it was from the guy, then the impetus to do it was from the Jew, it's late at night already, the impetus was to do it from the Jew, so then in such a case, the halacha will be that the Jew cannot derive benefit, even though the guy did it for himself. Normally the halacha is that if the guy did it also for himself, it will be mutter. If the guy decides to turn on the light because he wants to read, he doesn't even realize that the Jew is in the room, so then the Jew is also allowed to learn from that light as well. However, over here, it's not going to be effective as being mutter for the Jew because the impetus initially was from the Jew himself. If there was already a candle, then the halacha entirely changes. And many people are not aware of this. The halacha is that if there already was a candle, so then if the guy does it on behalf of Yisrael. Now, again, if the Yisrael instructed him, He was over on the Isra of Amir al-Nachri, that's for sure. But now there's another shaila, as we saw in our introduction. The other shaila is deriving benefit from the malacha of a guy. So here, mutter l'shtamish la'oro, ba'ordinary rishon shadolik. Then in such a case, you are allowed to derive benefit. Aval acha shichba rishon, asa l'shtamish la'oro sheni. But once the first light went out, so then it's prohibited to derive benefit from the second one. Let's take a look at the Mishnah Berurah of Katalan. Beis Mutter, Ratzalimer, after Atal Idea Norazesh, Shehidlik Bishul Yisrael, Nisgadal or Yoiser, Afilo Achi Mutter, even though it's easier to read. What's the rule of thumb? So the rule of thumb is that it would be possible for you to be able to read on your own. Rav Nevinzal Shlita from Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal said that that's only. That you're allowed to derive benefit. Let me refuse his exact words. Aval ena rashoy lasos elamasha yochalasos bedochek below haner hanosef. What he says is as follows. Rav Shlomo Zalman pointed out that this is not a carte blanche heter. You're only allowed to do the things that you would have been able to do with one candle. The things that you would be able to do with two candles that you're not going to be able to do. So that's a very important point that the Mishnah Berurah doesn't really. Clearly delineate. Whether you can be medayik to the Mishnah Berurah disagrees, that's an interesting question. But the Mishnah Berurah never spelled this out. Again, Lamed Beis, Mutter Ratzalama, after Atal Idea Narazar Shilik Bishu Yisrael Skadal or Yoser, Umarik Yisha Yachal Betchil Makom Azal Kalpanim Lehenos Ksas Lo Ar Nera Rishon, Vechain Shari Belav Ach Yoser. So I was alluding to that. In the Mishnah Berurah, it doesn't say it as chomor as Rav Shlomo Zalman said it. The Mishnah Berurah just says that that the halacha is that it's going to be mutter because you'll be able to nenek tzas me'or. He doesn't differentiate, doesn't give the nafkamina that Rav Shlomo Zalman gave. Continuing on in the Mechaber, two lines on the top. B'chein nasan shem bin eradolek. If the goy added oil, mutal ishtamish, ad kidei sheikhla shemin, shibo kvar. V'acha kach asr. So just like we said, when one candle goes, the first candle goes out, everything is entirely asr. So too, you have to calculate the amount of usage from the oil. Mutar limchais be'ena yehudi, shibo lahadlik ner ol hosef shemin. Here the Ramah adds a very important cloud. The Ramah gives us a big heter. Every once in a while this happens. What happens is that you're sitting in a shul, and the guy comes in, and this is a shaila. This is a shaila. A lot of times the workers have been instructed, sometimes erroneously, to do malachos on behalf of Jews on Shabbos. So now what happens? He turns on the light. But the timer was going to go on anyhow. And now you're in trouble. Because now you can't derive benefit. Oh, so comes along the Ramah, and the Ramah suggests umutter limchos beina yudi. It's a funny lashon umutter. You're allowed to protest if he's coming to be madlik ner ola hosef shemen. What's this lashon umutter? So first the Mishnah Berurah says lashon umutter is a technicality. I might have thought that you can't then be that you shouldn't speak at all, shouldn't say don't turn on the light. Because you're saying the word light, kamashmala, no, it's not a problem. Why are you being moicha? Next sifkatan, lamidvath, limchais, umikiva de micha boy, veheraloi de loi michalai, sheyasa bishviloi, afilum achekach asam locha, choshev kilo asa macha litsarkoi, umotor li shtamish loir. Everybody has to know this heter. Vafilum ayaner shal Yisrael beveis Yisrael. So this is your way out. Your way out. For when a guy is about to do malacha, is say, please don't do it. I don't want you to do it. So then you're not going to be stuck that you're no longer going to be nene from the ner. We have a little more time. We have a little more time tomorrow. Sifei. Ba'aratzeis karos. Mutar le'ini Yehudi lasis medura b'shvil k'tanim. U'mutaren ha'gdoilim l'ischamein boy. So here we need to read the whole Shulchan Aruch to know what's going on. So we have a heter that's very, very important. And that is, small children are considered cholim, and therefore if it's cold, you're allowed to instruct the guy to warm up on behalf of the katan. The issue, though, here is that the ketanim were fragile. Once upon a time, it was a miracle when a child survived past the age of 10. My grandmother, my daughter's name is Chayadina, because the four previous children that my great-grandmother had died within their first 4 or 5 years. So they added the name Chaya, and Chayim became much more popular as the years went on, because it, just for us to appreciate what we have today. So once upon a time, Ketanim were extremely, extremely fragile. One more point. Rav Ram Chaim Noah, the great Baal Ksos HaShulchan. Ksos HaShulchan is one of the most important Svarim in Halacha. He was a Chabad Chassid. He lived in the old city of Yerushalayim. He writes that he dedicates the Svarim in the memory of his children that died because they're of malnutrition. In Yerushalayim, for those of us who are Zocha to be in the walls of the old city, once upon a time, the old city of Yerushalayim was terrible. It was full of disease and full of... And many of his children died. So Nachzor Lin Yonenu, 100 years ago, Ketanim were automatically in the state of a choli. So therefore you assume that if a child was cold, it was already on a certain level, for sure already, if not pikuach nefesh, it was already at the stage of a real, real, real choli. First, halacha also could bring to Avodas Hashem and Hakaras HaTov to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, just to see. Anyhow, so the halacha is that it will be mutter to instruct immediately the goy to light. The adults, we were already strong. Usually, though, most adults didn't last past the age of the mid-40s and early 50s, but that's a separate shmooze. But at the end of the day, the adults, they were going to live a few years. Bizochet a few years. So then, so mutra gdolim l'schamim bo. So the halacha is that the gdolim are allowed to mischamim. If it was done beheter, because adlaka was done beheter, it's going to be mutter. And then, v'afilu b'shvil agdol, mutter makar gadol, because akol cholim etzel hakor. However, the Mechaber already concludes, and he says, but no tricks over here, no games. It's only when it's really, really cold. It's going to be a case of where Hakol Cholam Eitzel Hakor. Well, how do you view Eretz Yisrael today? Sir Nevin Sal Shlita says, Eretz Yisrael Bechoref Nechsheves L'Eretz Kara. For those of us who made Aliyah, it's actually an adjustment, I find, that for sure it's much colder for those of us who are from the East Coast and the States, on the one hand, but on the other hand, because of the stone, it actually, when you go into the house, sometimes in the inside of the house is even colder than it is outside of the house. So the stone and so on, particularly Yerushalayim, where everything is stone, then in such a case, then even Eretz Yisrael, one would not violate this rule. Rav Nevinzal then concludes, "V'chol shesover me'akor yosem me'aragel dina kikaton." If anybody is prone, my father Shlita maybe well is prone to catch a cold. So then, in such a case, then one could be meikel as well. I then asked Rav Nevinzal, "What would be in regards to heat?" Would you say the same thing? This is a nafkamina for air conditioners. Do we say, just like we say, Hakol Cholim Eitz HaKor, do we say the same? So Rav Nevinzal said a chidush. I would not like anybody to act on this chidush before I verify it again, but he thought in cases of extreme heat, he thought, extreme, I don't mean extreme like... deathly, you know, 105, 110 degrees. But he thought that the same applies as well. That just like a cholim eitzel akar, that in cases of serious heat, the same would be hakol cholim eitzel achom. And therefore, there would be instances that would be mutter to instruct the Gentile to turn on the air conditioner as well, which is an important chidush la'alacha. Needs to be verified again from Baal Halacha whether this would be lamaisa as well. Give us that.
You know,
yeah, he no. He this is what I wrote.